First of all, thank you so much to Mackie and the sponsors for this opportunity. I'm so honored and humbled to be here. Thank you to Mike and Nolan and Martha for all your encouragement to follow this dream. Nolan and Martha came all the way from Madison just for tonight to be here. They're both students there. I love you so much. Thanks to my great colleagues at Lincoln. I work with amazing, passionate people who I learn so much from every day. This all started while I was working at the Marshfield Clinic, where I worked for about 21 years. I was chaperoning one of Martha's field trips when she was a student at Lincoln. And I just felt this calling to teach, and that's the only way I can describe it. And the rest is history. My number one goal is to create a classroom community where we all show kindness and respect, and we all value our differences. There's a song in a novel that we read in fifth grade called Free to Be, You and Me. Marlo Thomas did it in the 70s. And we listen to it a couple of times, and we take time to talk about the powerful message about being yourself, knowing that we're all different, and that that is what makes us so beautiful, all of our differences. My classroom would be incomplete without music. We listen to either relaxation or classical music while we're reading. Sometimes other kids are coming in the morning during our math work time or doing project work. It calms them, helps them keep their focus, and plus I can tell them, if you can't hear the music, you're too loud. My students know I don't have a lot of patience for meanness or being rude or being unkind. I usually have them work it out themselves, and as many of my students will tell you, I say two words, be nice. Just be nice. Use kind words, and you'll all get along just great. I try to instill a love of lifelong learning. I tell them they can go to college and live a life where they're financially secure, where it's not a struggle just to make ends meet. We talk a lot about how they are in control of their own lives and their own future. I'm sure all the teachers will be able to relate to this. It seems every year there's at least one student who says, Mom, I mean, Mrs. Kupfer, and they're so embarrassed. And I say, yes, son, oh, yes, daughter, and we laugh and laugh. But I just love it because it shows me that they feel safe in our classroom and in our school environment. Finally, I learn so much more from my students than they learn from me. I'm here to help them go out into the world as caring, kind, and tolerant people. Then the rest, the math, the reading, everything else that will come. This tonight is about our kids in our community and our commitment to them. Thank you so much.